Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. A lot to dive into. And so I welcome two of my favorite people in the media world, Matt Lombardo from NJ.com and Jimmy Kemsky from Philly Voice, to break down the Eagles' win over the Patriots and look ahead to a certain someone coming to Lincoln Financial Field this Sunday.
I don't know.
Rex Ryan. Yeah, exactly. So first, let's look at the Eagles' 35-28 win over the New England Patriots. Guys, Sam Bradford comes back in the lineup after missing the last two games with a concussion and a shoulder injury. Offense gets back on track. All of a sudden, the Eagles win. Was it simple as getting Bradford back in the lineup to get the offense rolling?
I think Bradford was a big part of it. You look at his play over the last three games when he's been healthy, 68% completion percentage, 650 yards, five touchdowns, no interceptions. That's strong play out of your quarterback spot. But Sunday, to me, was all about Billy Davis. You look at the fact that they rush with their front three, their front seven, didn't really need the blitz, drop back into coverage, and guys, don't forget, they turned back the clock. It was 2014 again with the special teams and defense contributing key touchdowns. It was a team win by any working definition.
Jimmy, your thoughts on Bradford's performance?
Yeah, I mean, Matt said it. They had three return touchdowns with the interception return, the punt block, and the Darren Sproles punt return touchdown.
No love for Bradford, though.
Bradford was good. I mean, he was okay. I mean, he threw for 120 yards. It was workmanlike performance. I think they had 10 drives. One of them ended on a fumble by Barner at the end of the game. Seven were punts, and then they had the two touchdown passes. Of course, you know, some of those drives at the end of the game, they were killing clock. But Bradford didn't make any major mistakes, didn't turn the ball over, which is, you know, better than what we've seen through, you know, better part of the season this year. But he did a nice job sort of just guiding that game along, didn't really need to do too much, and they came away with the win.
Okay, so a big story from the running back standpoint. Darren Sproles and Kenyon Barner got the majority of the carries. DeMarco Murray not as much of an impact in this game. Jimmy, what do you think the Eagles should do with the running back rotation moving forward, especially as Ryan Matthews gets closer to returning to the lineup?
I think Ryan Matthews is the most talented, traditional type of back that they have on the team. Sproles obviously is a weapon in his own way, and I think they need to continue to get him involved in the offense, because anytime that he's been involved and they've gotten him the ball in the offense, whether it be handing it off or getting him involved in the passing game, good things have happened. So I think Ryan Matthews, at any time he's been healthy this season, has really played well. So I think he got to kind of stick with those two guys.
And I think that getting Ryan Matthews back is going to be a huge boost to this offense overall in the rotation moving forward. I would actually move Ryan Matthews to the top of the depth chart, mix in Darren Sproles, mix in DeMarco Murray. But all of the talk this week from Chip Kelly, from Pat Shurmur, you don't get the indication that DeMarco Murray is the lead running back on this team anymore. And based on his performance to date, I don't think he should be. Ryan Matthews has been the bell cow for this team when he's been healthy. As long as he's in there, you have to continue to ride the hot hand.
All right, gentlemen, we know that LeSean McCoy, speaking of running backs, is coming back to Philadelphia. And as Zach Ertz said on Tuesday, he probably wants to set the franchise, the all-time NFL rushing record in a single game. How do you think the fans, first and foremost, will react to McCoy's return? Matt, I'll let you start here.
I don't think it's going to be all that pleasant. You look at his comments on the way out the door and what he insinuated about Chip Kelly. I think that Eagles fans, it's going to be a mixed bag at best, and he's probably going to hear more boos than cheers, I would think.
Okay. Jimmy?
He has a share of fans. He had a great career here, clearly, with the Eagles, and now I think the fans really see him as, in my opinion, he's an immature guy, and, you know, fun guy to talk to, good player, but immature and is apt to say some dumb things, and I think fans are going to react to that.
All right, Jimmy, from an X's and O's standpoint, how do you think the Eagles' defense will do in terms of containing him?
Well, obviously, you know, the three guys up front with Fletcher Cox, Benny Logan, Cedric Thornton. Benny Logan and Cedric Thornton are a little bit banged up still to be determined, you know, whether they'll be ready to go for you know, this game this week. But I think the two guys that really have to play well this week are Connor Barwin and Brandon Graham setting the edge. Because LeSean McCoy, as we've seen, likes to get outside. And then even the corners, I think, are going to be a big part with Byron Maxwell on the one side and Eric Rowe on the other side. I think they have to step up and do a good job tackling in the run game as well.
Matt, do you think that the Eagles can keep McCoy under 100 yards? He's had three 100-yard performances on the year.
Yeah, I do. I think the Eagles, this is the game where you start to get back on track stopping the run. Obviously, they kind of had that month there from the Dallas game all the way up until the New England game where the run defense really struggled. But if you take away Sammy Watkins over the top, if you blitz Tyrod Taylor, to me, you stop everybody else and you kind of take your chances with LeSean McCoy. I don't think he has a big game. He's going to want a big game, but I think the front seven continues their strong play from last week. He might not get 100, but he might get 98.
He's Matt Lombardo from NJ.com. You have Jimmy Kempsky from PhillyVoice.com. And I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us on this week's edition of Cover 2 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.